You sleep in the snow?
I almost did once last year.
Who sleeps in the snow? You're gonna get frostbite. Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Harper.
It's me, Spiral.
And welcome back to the Talk Beans podcast, episode 2. Spiral, we actually got paid for episode 1.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
How much?
Well, the ads paid us 1 cent so far. But that's still
Let's
some
go!
that's still something.
And who gets it?
Well, we're gonna split it. We're gonna split it.
So each of us get half a cent?
Well, when we get more money, we can split it. Like at least $10, then we'll split it.
It's not just the two of us, we also got another guy here today.
The podcast buddy.
Yeah, for this
Anyways,
episode.
this is the school episode, so we have a bunch of school related topics. The first one I have on my list, what is your favorite subject?
What is my favorite subject? Math.
Math?
Math. Math.
How do you like math?
The same reason that how do people like reading?
I mean, I like reading, but I hate math.
Math is my favorite, bro.
My favorite subject is either, I have a few, art, phys ed, home ec, and industrial arts. Those are four of my favorite classes. And my least favorite subject being math. What's yours?
My least favorite subject? Ooh. Oh, what's that? That's ELA. ELA is my least favorite.
English. It just depends on English. Sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's not. Most of the time it's bad, sometimes it's not.
Wow,
So
this is long.
somehow, by some miracle, we made it through the first month of school.
This is weird. I've never filmed in my bedroom.
Oh yeah,
Also,
you're filming in a new area.
yeah, so this is where I'm gonna film the podcast. Just so you guys know, this is actually my bedroom, so
Do you have any topics?
none that I actually planned beforehand.
Okay, so you're just gonna have to wing it off the dome.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Do you have any others that you want to go while I think?
Yeah, I'll go for one, then I want you to go for one. So, we've somehow made it through the first month of school, despite the fact of that September was a crazy month. Yeah, how was the first month of school for you?
Pretty good. Yeah, I like it.
I'm sort of up and down with the first month. It was all right, let's just say that.
Yeah.
By the end of the year, I am going to be crashing out. I've already been crashing out over school.
My question is, I just had it in my head. Why am I not thinking of it now? What is your favorite time of the year while in school? Like, do you like wintertime?
Winter,
Getting to go.
winter, winter.
Yeah, same. Winter's
Cause
nice.
you get to school and it's still dark out, which I actually really like.
And, like, also, if you're tired, you can just jump in the snow. Just sit down there, have a nap.
You sleep in the snow?
I almost did once last year.
Who sleeps in the snow? You're gonna get frostbite.
Not. Why would I get frostbite?
How do you even, like, how is that even possible? By the way, my monitor just shut off.
I was wearing a pair of pants. I had wet pants and ski pants. I had a long sleeve shirt with a hood on it, a hoodie, and my winter jacket.
Okay, so maybe you're not getting frostbite. So this story actually happened to me yesterday. So I'm just in the hallway going to my locker, and then this little kid that I don't know at all just whispers to me, "I'm gonna touch you." Like, what the heck? I was actually like that. I was freaked out because, like, he doesn't even know me. I don't even know him. Who even is this kid that said he was gonna touch me? And then he says, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were someone else. You look a lot like someone else." Like, who do I look like? Do I look like someone in your class? Like, who the heck do I look like to you?
Meh.
That was a crazy. I hope that never happens to me again. It was kind of funny though, I will say that. Do you have anything about school related?
This was last year, during the winter time. The day before Christmas break, everybody dressed up as like Christmas characters. Someone dressed up as Santa with a big bag behind them with all their school stuff in it. Like, they didn't bring their backpack, they brought like this giant red bag full of
Wow.
their school work. Like, they had their binders and everything in this
That's
one.
interesting. Does your school that reminds me, does your school ever do like the anything but a backpack day?
We used to.
Mm.
It's just my class that did it.
You know what I want to do? I want to bring my PC case to school as a backpack. I feel like that would
Great
be
plan.
a good idea, and I would win anything but a backpack day.
Yeah.
I just have to take the entire motherboard out, which maybe I won't do that. But yeah, anything but a backpack day. Last year for anything but a backpack day, I actually brought my laundry hamper. What's so funny about that?
Laundry
Yeah. I mean, I need something to carry my stuff in.
Bruh.
And what?
If I were in that spot, what I would do, I would bring a like I would bring like a giant jacket that has like 10 pockets. Fill it full of pencils, crayons, markers, stuff like that. Find a way to like just attach my like binder or whatever to my back. That sounds like a good idea. Rose giving me the stare down.
Yeah, you're gonna be falling down the stairs going to your next class if you do that. If you even have any classes on the second floor.
Yeah.
Do you have classes on the second floor?
Yeah.
I don't. My school doesn't even have a second floor, so I'm lucky.
All my classes actually are on the second floor.
Oh, cool.
Other than gym.
Ah.
Other than, does any schools have their gym like upstairs even? Upstairs.
Upstores? Like. No, my school doesn't have a store, which is sad.
Oh,
Oh,
I wish.
speaking of
I
which,
wish.
does your school have a vending machine?
No.
Apparently, my school used to. Like, this is before I went to school, to the school there. My school used to, apparently, but they, like, got rid of
Let's
it, apparently.
if this guy has anything to say. You got anything to say to the viewers? Like and subscribe to this channel. You guys heard it from him.
And if you're on audio only, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and add us to your library.
Well, anyways, when you're at school, do you like to use, oh, do you use, give me 1 second. Well, do you like to use pencils, pens, or I don't have any Indian mechanical pencils.
I'm in between the mechanical pencils and pens. Like, sometimes I use pens. Like, at the start of the year, I'll use pens. But then, as the whiteout, like, breaks, because... By the fourth week, my whiteout's gonna break. So then I just go to using my mechanical pencil.
Editor, when you edit this, if I accidentally show the logo on the pen, please blur it out.
Okay, cool.
I think I might have, Editor.
Yeah, Editor Jeff, please edit that out. Just kidding, we don't have an editor named Jeff.
This is my editor right here. He's right here. That's the editor. Right here.
Well, they're going to see it differently, so why don't you point the other way? Because the viewers are going to see it everything differently.
So like that, over there?
Yeah. I'm the editor.
He's the editor.
Yeah, I edit all the episodes and the clips for the TikTok and the Instagram.
Yeah. I have no access on the channel. This guy needs to give me access to the channel so he can at least, like, go and look at it.
Access to what channel?
To this channel, the YouTube channel.
You can look at it whenever the heck you want.
Yeah, well, I can't go into the studios and mess with stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna... I'll give you access, but I need your email. Just don't say it right now, because we're in the middle of an episode.
It's a... I'm not gonna actually say it. I'm not gonna say it.
Does your school ever do pajama days?
Yeah, so the school doesn't really do any stuff like that. It's the teachers that say, this day is pajama day. This day we're doing this, and stuff like that. So, but sometimes my class, like, watch a movie or something.
We only watch movies at the end of the year and before Christmas.
Yeah. I know some of the younger kids get, like, they'll start a movie, and then in the end they'll watch the movie.
So, at your school, do you have to use, like, those circular padlocks for your lockers?
I don't have one.
You don't?
I have my own one.
You have your own lock?
I got one from Walmart.
No, we have to use the padlocks at my school. Sometimes they're a pain in the butt, especially at the start of the year. They can be a big pain in the butt.
Yeah, because we have to get our own locks. So I went.
It was yesterday. I went to open my locker, and when I closed it, I pinched my finger in between the lock, and that hurt. Like, it was almost as bad as slamming a finger in the door.
Bruh. Alright, so, I know some schools have, like, pizza day, stuff like that. Do you guys have any, like, special meals on meat and, like, every Friday or something?
Not every Friday, but occasionally. But you have to, like, pay for it. I never get it. I think this year I might, because I can sign up for it still.
Yeah. Every Friday at my school, we get a pizza day, but yeah, it's, like, $5 or something.
Does your school have a cafeteria?
No.
I already know this question, because I've been to his school, but the viewers at home don't.
No, we don't have a cafeteria.
Yeah. I'm glad we don't, because I heard cafeteria food is butt cheeks with the side of dog poop.
Alright, so my question is, at your school, I'm gonna take one more quick. At your school, what was I gonna say? Why am I always forgetting?
I don't know.
Right, at your school, do you have your locker near your first class, or is your locker anywhere near where you go, where your classes are?
Well, all my classes are basically in the same hallway, except for phys ed and IA and art, so all my classes are in the same hallway as my locker. My first period class is actually directly across from my locker. On some days, like every other day, my first period class is just right across from my locker. On other days, my locker is like just down. My first period class is just down the hall to my locker.
My locker is right near my main class. So
you have most of your classes in one classroom then?
Yeah.
No. That's convenient. I mean, you don't have to go around carrying a bunch of books throughout the day to different classrooms.
Yeah.
I mean, it's convenient, but
I have planned to make another video today. They'll probably come out before this one.
Okay, because this one will be released. It's September 30th right now, and we're probably releasing this October 3rd.
Yeah.
Is that October 3rd is Friday, right? Let me check. October 3rd is on the Friday.
Okay, this is my question. Halloween's coming up.
Yep.
Are you gonna dress up this Halloween?
Of course I am. Of course I'm gonna dress up this Halloween.
The part that connects to the school, when you dress up for Halloween, does your school have you guys dress up and wear your costumes to school?
I mean, you can if you want.
Yeah. Because our school encourages us to wear it. Also, I am going to post, like, a picture and stuff of the day of Halloween. On, I think that's a Friday. Halloween's on a Friday this year.
I think. Hang on, let me check.
Yeah.
I believe it's on a Friday, but I'm not entirely sure, so let me just check right now.
The day before or that day, or either the 30th, or either the 29th or the 30th, I'm actually going to post a picture of my outfit.
Halloween is on a Friday.
Yeah. I'm going to post a picture of my outfit.
Okay, so this also...
You guys want to know what I mean? Should I tell them?
Yeah,
tell them. You don't know either, do you? Huh?
I don't.
Should I tell you guys?
Yeah, tell us.
Alright. I'm being someone that I know you know. Most of you guys probably know. It actually goes really well with the school. That we're doing with the school thing of for all this episode. I am being a teacher.
Are you a nerd?
Carries around a ruler, beating kids if they get their math questions wrong.
Oh, so you're turning into Baldi from Baldi's Basics.
Baldi's Basics in Education and Learning.
I think I'm gonna go as... I'm definitely going as Squid Game Guard for Halloween. I don't have my costume yet, which is a little problem considering Halloween is exactly 1 month away at the time we're filming. Okay, so, my next topic. Does your school ever, like, warn you about the fire drills?
What did you say?
Does your school ever warn you about the fire drills?
Yeah, they do.
For the first few, we get warned about, but...
And then the rest of it's like, fire!
And sometimes, this has never happened to me, but thank God. But imagine poorly timing your pee and the fire alarm's going off midstream.
Oh no.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Thank God that's never happened to me. Which, that actually, speaking of going to take a pee and going to the bathroom, do you poop at school?
What?
Do you poop at school?
I'm pretty sure you.
Do you poop at school?
No.
Me neither. I mean, unless it's an emergency and I really have to go, then I'll go. But I don't really like going because then, I'm a slow wiper, okay? So then I'm missing, like, my entire period. Where are you going?
Stretching.
Also, I remember one time I was in math class, crapping my pants because typically I don't know how to do math. Sometimes I know how to do math. I think this was like an easier class, but I'm just sitting in math doing my A class. Okay, so I'm chilling in math class, and then I am doing my math work, and then mid question the lockdown alarm is going off, and I'm like, is this a drill, is this not a drill, what's going on? And the voice comes on and says it's a drill, which did not see that coming. So yeah, I absolutely crapped myself, metaphorically speaking, of course. I don't crap myself ever. I stopped crapping myself when I was 5 years old, which is too old to be crapping your pants.
Alright, class, write the grip. Can they see me good?
Yes, they can see you good.
I see you're wearing armor today, so...
Okay, let's... So this is going to be a segment we're going to do every episode now called the Talk Beans Fit Check. So I'm gonna do my fit check here. So I got the Harper Domini merch, which you can get at bonfire.com/store/hdshop. On the back, I don't know if you know that, but it says Harper Domini. As always, I'm wearing my Apple Watch Series 3. And then I got some black sweatpants. Yeah, that's my episode Lee fit check.
Alright.
Time to do your fit check. I can see you're wearing your merch that isn't even out.
I'm making my homemade merch. I'm wearing my homemade merch. I got a black toque, my mask. I got my glasses. And then I got on this chain. Where's my lucky charm?
Lucky charm, like the cereal?
Yes, think. You like my lucky charm?
Oh, it's a spiral lucky charm. You were cutting out a bunch, so I couldn't really tell.
I'm gonna try something here for a sec. I'll try this. Oh, I'm just gonna set you got two guys right here for now. I'm gonna try something out. Don't mind me. Alright, what's the next topic?
The next topic. I do want to throw in one more non-school related topic, but let's just do another school related topic. I can't really think of much. So, for your classes, do you have everything in one binder, or all your classes in separate binders?
Everything in one binder.
You see, I used to do that until my binder started falling apart, so now I use different binders.
Man, this is actually way better.
Okay, so...
I'm just laying in bed now.
This is gonna be a... non-school-related podcast topic. A non-school-related topic. But, this is just one goal I'd like to achieve to see if we can do it. Most podcasters quit within the first 6 months, often by episode 3 or episode 25. So, do you think we can get to episode 4 without quitting? And let's also try and get to episode 25 without quitting. So I'll update you in, like, I think 6 months. 6 months is in 25 weeks, I think. So, yeah. We'll let you know if we quit then.
Oh, I like this position.
And also, there will be a new episode every Friday at 5 p.m. Central.
You forgot last Friday, so...
Well, yeah, because you decided to take a surprise vacation without letting me know.
Sorry! I didn't even know till the day before, or the night before.
Oh. So your mom is just like, "Hello, Spiral Boy, we're going to the vacation in the morning." Is that basically what happened?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's not amazing. I had one in mind, but I can't remember it. Oh, if you feel comfortable sharing, what grade are you in?
Not Sam.
Okay. Well, I said if you feel comfortable, and if you don't,
yeah.
You don't, so. I'm in grade 9, for those wondering. A grade 9 student who's 4'10". Yeah. Which I'm not really happy about. Have you ever been bullied in school?
Yes.
Me too.
Actually, I want to talk about this a little bit. So, I'm not going to say any names, but I'm going to name my bully Bob, just for the video.
Okay.
So, Bob was a good friend with another friend of mine that I'm going to call James. So, James and me were good friends for a while, until we met Bob. And then they started hanging out every once in a while. Me and James still hanged out. Bob started hating me for no reason. And I don't know why.
Yeah, I was just about to say, why did he start hating you?
I don't know. But he's 2 years older than me. I no longer even see him. He's nice to me. But another...
I think I actually might have met Bob before.
Yeah. And you guys know Jonas. You guys should know him. He's a part of our team.
Yeah, he's been in 2 of your shorts.
Yeah, he filmed his 267 shorts with me.
6'7".
Alright. Anyways, so and he was actually started getting bullied too once Bob met him, so...
Oh.
By the same person.
By Bob or James?
Bob.
You see, I was actually hanging out with Jonas when I actually met Bob for the first time. And let me tell you, I cooked him.
Really?
I did.
Wow. So you met him?
Yeah.
So, the crazy thing is, last year, before summer, he was very skinny, and now he's changed a little bit.
I really did not come prepared, because I thought we were going to film on Sunday, until you took a surprise vacation.
Yeah. Alright, guys, actually, we don't have a name for him yet, so comment down below a name for a podcast buddy.
I say we should name him, Jeff.
Nah. I think he looks like, He looks like a bean. A talk bean.
So why don't we name him, let's not name him Bean, because that's not a good name.
Comment down below. Because I think you can go down below on audio only, too.
No, you can't. I don't think you can.
If you guys have a good suggestion, go onto YouTube, click on the video, and comment down below a good name for him. And we'll put all the names on a wheel and spin the wheel. Whichever one wins, wins. And then that's what his name's going to be.
Do you have any more
something
school...
like this one, right?
Do you have any more school-related topics?
No, but you also named this... You also named the cat ones. Got people to comment and spin the wheel.
Oh, I did. I did name the cat. I think he's dead now. I think she ran away or something.
I'll spin the wheel. I'll spin the wheel on my channel for a YouTube short. And I'll put them in the background of my YouTube videos too.
So, I actually don't have any more topics. So, I'm just going to think of one. I don't know either. No topics?
Can we just end it now?
Okay,
well... End it a bit early?
Let's move on to Game of the Episode.
Oh, yeah!
So, I have a... I don't know what you have planned for me, Spiral, but... I have a Mad Math Minute ready for you. So, you are going to answer 10 questions in under 1 minute. I'm just going to make up the questions now.
Alright, I am back.
Okay, so... I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want to solve all of these in 1 minute, or do you just want to solve them as fast as you can, even if it takes longer than a minute?
As fast as I can.
Even
so
if
what,
it
why
takes,
do I get the paper?
Even if it takes longer
than
a minute?
Can I get you to tell me what kind of questions will it be?
Math related.
So not good. Okay. I'll try them.
Okay. Are you ready?
Give me 1 second. Yes, I am.
3, 2, 1. 3 plus 7.
3 plus 7 is 10.
Okay, 13 plus 54.
67.
13.4 times 5.
13.4 times 5?
Yes.
26 plus 26. 2. That'd be 65?
65. 5 minus 7.
5 minus 7?
Yes.
5 minus 7?
Yes.
Minus? Oh. That's -3. No, -2. -2.
6 times 7.
6 times 7. Ooh, 6 times 7, that'd be... 42.
12 times 12.
144.
5 squared.
5 squared?
Yep.
Would that be 50?
Is that your final guess?
Yeah, I'm just gonna guess that, I guess.
8 times 4.
8 times 4? 32.
8 divided by 4.
8 divided by 4 is 2.
10 times 10.
10 times 10?
Yes.
100.
Okay, so, you guys can see it on the screen too, but Spiral finished in 2 minutes and 16 seconds. So, 2 minutes and 16 seconds. Good job. But did you get those questions correctly? I have my handy dandy calculator here. So you said 3 plus 7 was 10. That is correct. You said 13 plus 54 is 67. The only reason why I put that there is because I knew it equaled 67. 13.4 times 5, you said 65. The correct answer was 67. You said 5 minus 7 was negative 2. That was correct. You said 6 times 7 was negative 42. Or no, positive 42. That is correct. You said 12 times 12 was 144. That would be correct. You said 5 squared would be 50. You are wrong. That is actually 25. You said 8 times 4 was 32. That would be correct. You said 8 divided by 4 was 32. That would be, no, 2, that would be correct. And 10 times 10 is 100. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions correct in 2 minutes and 16 seconds.
Okay. At that point, I'm surprised you didn't put in 32 plus 35.
Well, I already put a 6-7 joke in, so. I already put 2 6-7 jokes in, so.
You put 3!
Oh, yeah. But what's your game of the episode for me?
Alright. I'm gonna give you 10 different school subjects. Blind rank them.
Blind ranking. Okay, 10 different subjects. Can I use my sticky notes to keep track of which one?
Five. I meant 5.
Okay, can I still use the sticky note to keep track of which ones I have open? Okay.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Tell me once you're ready.
I am ready. Hit me with the first one.
The first one will be ELA.
It really just depends on what you're doing in ELA. Most of the time...
Hurry up.
Most of the time, I don't like it, so I'm just gonna go 4.
Okay. The next one, I'm gonna go with physical education.
Phys ed? PE. Phys ed, number 1.
Number 1? Alright, next I will go with... Oh, what was it? What's the next one? Ooh. Do you guys have, art?
I am gonna put that at 3.
3?
Yeah, I like art most of the time.
Five? Yeah. Really? Are you sure you want to put it at 5?
Yeah, I hate math. And now, if you hit me with, like, a science, I am going to walk all the way over to your house, which is typically a 1-hour drive, and hit you with a frying pan.
What do you have left?
2.
Social studies.
That's even worse.
It's not that bad.
Am I happy with my list here? Am I happy with my list? No, I am not happy with my list. Spiral, this is for you.
Alright, can I do one more game?
No. Do you want to? Do you really want to?
Yes.
Fine. This will also make up for the episode 1 that you didn't give me.
Yeah. So, what did you put Jim at?
Oh, I put his ed. I already crumpled it up. Number one.
Number one. Alright, so the only reason why I did the blind ranking, for a reason I want to put Jim, because the main thing I wanted to do, you put Jim at number one. Yeah. So I'm going to give you one Jim-related thing you have to do.
Oh, no.
You got to do one jumping jack.
Just one jumping jack?
Well, you said one, so I can't give you multiple.
Okay.
Oh, fine. Wait, you want me to give you more jumping jacks?
No, it's fine. Hang on. I won't...
If you want, you can do 100.
Okay, this is kind of going to be hard because I got the headphone cord there.
Take off your headphones. Okay. I just want to watch you.
Are we ready?
Just take off the headphones.
Okay, well, then I won't be able to hear you.
That's fine. I'll just count.
Okay, fine, but I won't be able to hear you.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, are we ready? How was that?
Bro.
What's so funny about that?
That was perfect. I got you to do one perfect thing. And I can't even see you. Oh, yeah. That's what I see, guys. That's what I see.
That is what you see. Do you have a mirror in your room?
Yeah.
I never knew you had a mirror in your room.
I'm gonna, next time you come over, I'm gonna smash your head into the mirror so I don't have one in my room.
Okay, so this is gonna go back to the bullying thing, but there's this kid in my class named Freddy. And Freddy, we used to be friends.
I already know what's going on.
And he actually had a mirror in his room that I've always forgot about. So every time I would go into the room, I would get scared by my own reflection. Now, you might be wondering why this plays into the bullying thing. We're not friends anymore. He decided to try and stab me with some scissors.
Yeah, I knew that where that was going.
Yeah, that was my story. Right, well. That's why I don't really trust anyone in my school. Thank you for tuning into episode 2 of the Talk Beans podcast. If you enjoyed, don't forget to like the video if you're on YouTube and subscribe with all post notifications turned on. I had a brain fart there. If you're on audio only, then make sure to rate us 5 stars on Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, thank you for tuning in to Talk Beans, and we will see you next week for another episode.